have you all been? We have greatly missed you, and we know that you have also missed us greatly. So during our unavoidable long break, we got a lot of questions from you concerning when we would officially come back. We had questions asking if we scripted out the podcast completely and if you guys on the listening end can be a part of our podcast as a guest. And we also had many more questions, and we had to put up a post on our social media handles answering these questions, so you can go check them out later. But for now, I am pleased to inform you that the Teens Talk About Everything podcast is back. Okay, so I hope I didn't shout too much, but yeah, we are back, and I welcome all our old and new listeners to another amazing episode of our podcast series. So the Teens Talk About Everything podcast is brought to you by Foundational Network Africa, which is a leadership and youth capacity development organization whose vision is to raise, build, and inspire a community of action-driven young social impact leaders who would advance Africa's growth and development. So this podcast is originally made for teenagers, but hey, you are all welcome. Okay, so for a recap of this season, we've looked at interesting topics like critical thinking and why it matters, effective communications in the workplace, the secret to gaining control of your time, and orderliness, making your life more effective. And today, being the fifth episode of season 2 of the TTAE podcast, we would be discussing a very crucial topic, which is enhancing learning with collaboration. Yeah, enhancing learning with collaboration. As you already know, or in case you're joining us for the very first time, I am your host. My name is Dr. Sekweyong, and I would be going straight to the topic for today. So, did you know that collaboration improves learning? Well, if you didn't, I'm here to tell you that you can learn more via collaboration. I have here with me a special guest. Yes, I delayed introducing him purposely. So I have here with me Favor Ele. He is a spoken word poet, a mentor, a food and pastry chef, a content creator and curator, a playwright and scriptwriter. As you've heard, he is a lot of personalities. He's also a teacher, so hi, Favor.
Yeah. It's nice to be here. Yeah. And nice to be part of your show and podcast. Actually, I'm very amazed. It's my second podcast, and
yeah, but his first time on this podcast.
It's a pleasure, actually. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so we're just going to move straight to the topic so that we don't waste any more of your time.
All right.
So in simple terms, I'd like to say collaboration is a process of cooperating with someone to achieve a common aim.
Yeah.
All right. So would you like to give another definition?
All right. I see collaboration in very simple terms as A plus B coming together for a particular vision, and then working to achieve that vision together. You see, when it's called collaboration, it means they are together. So yes. So in poetic form, you would have things like together, you understand? So because there are two persons involved in this stuff, so that's why they are collaborating.
So you see, I told you, the teacher, I started with A plus B. But yeah, they can be more than two persons.
Sure.
And what then is collaborative learning? So in collaborative learning, students still work towards a specific goal or generating an end result, but the process is usually marked by self-awareness, by all the parties involved. Yeah. We have respect for others, we have contribution for other perspective, and so many more. I would like to call them activities. So you don't only get to achieve academic excellence when collaborating with others,
yeah,
but you also get to develop interpersonal skills such as self-confidence, good communication skills, empathy, great listening skills, reliability, openness to feedback, tolerance, and so many more. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Would you like to add to that?
You see, why she told me about this podcast, what came to mind was that I remember when I got around with my guys. You know, I belong to a poetry community called Gene 7, yes.
Gene 7.
A movement, yes. So, when we first began, actually 3%, when we first began, we had a vision for poetry in 2017. And so, I know, okay, let me say this. I know that though it's entering into poetry, I'll show you how we've learned so far from it. Through collaborating in poetry, actually, in doing things together, in having a vision line up together, personally, I have grown in my own sphere as a better poet. Now, I know the kind of poetry I should be doing as a poet who is mature, the kind of things I should be seeing on the media, in my paper, the things I should engage my audience with. Now, also with my guys too, they've grown the same way. Now, it's not as if everyone was too good, but we had these different abilities. But when we harnessed it in a particular vision, now we still grew in our separate abilities while pursuing the vision. So you see, in collaborative learning, it's such that people involved are always meant to grow themselves. So if you see a proper collaborative learning procedure, it's one that the members would grow themselves and grow in their specialty too.
So you have heard it. He has answered some of the questions while still asking me to chat. So without further ado, let's get started with our mini interview session with Favour Ile.
All right.
So he will be sharing some of his experiences with us, experiences of him collaborating with other people. So let's begin. So first question. Have you been in any situation where you had to work with others on a project? I know you've already mentioned one, but...
Yeah, I have tons of them. There was this time when I volunteered with the Google Foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then we had to go out to communities spread a particular kind of message, how we can grow young persons. So you see, I saw young people in my team, we were about 10 persons in my team.
Yeah.
And then we all had different things on our head, different ideas, different knowledge on everything. So we now met ourselves, and then we knew we were going somewhere in the community. So we're lucky, when we go here, how do we do this? And then I found out that day we moved out, when we were back, some of my friends who probably were not really that talkative, I'll just say outspoken, you see, they came back and then they were feeling so happy and good with themselves because they had spoken to people on the way, and I was like, wow. Now, before time, they were reserved, understand?
Yeah.
But by virtue of coming together and engaging a vision, which drove that passion, you see, that made them. You see, so I've learned that in this kind of learning, when you have a challenge with yourself, for example, once you are in that sphere where the passion hits you, it serves as a motivation.
So it makes you come out of
your shell, yes.
Yeah,
so,
and outdo yourself.
Exactly. So if you were not this in the learning, when you enter into collaborative learning, you grow.
So
aside spreading the information, we grow ourselves. So yes, I've been part of it.
Do you enjoy it? Like, do you like collaborating with other people? Because I know some people like to work solo and all of that. But do you like sharing with other people, sharing different views, ideas, and all of that?
I'm particularly on what I share on, because you don't want to be in a place where people have very, very different opinions. For this kind of learning to grow, everyone has to be on the same page. So of course I enjoy such learning, I enjoy such sphere. But also I advise that when you see that persons who you are trying to get to do not share in this vision,
but
there's no point beating around the bush, because they will see no share in this.
Exactly.
So find people that would pick on the vision and then
people that would run with the vision.
And then you enjoy it on its own. Yeah.
Right. So in other words, not every collaboration is for you, not every collaborative team would work out. Yeah. So you've already shared a few. But is there anyone that really is there anyone that you had a lot of experiences to learn from? Even have you had any negative experiences collaborating?
Well, I would say yes. You know, as young people, you always want to do the trend. So there was this time where, as a poet, let me dive into the poetry field. As a poet, I was thinking about adding songs to my poetry.
Okay.
I almost joined a music
A music group.
So, and then why join a music group? I now brought in dance to it. So you see, but at the end, I discovered that I was not growing there, and then it was just a waste of time because the fear I found myself was.
It wasn't it.
Deep down, I knew that I wanted poetry, but because I wanted to just fly on a very abnormal piece, I wanted adding music and dance so that it would be more wide, but it's not like, no. Because they had their own personal ideologies in their head. And they all came together. It's going to be like, okay, put this dance here, okay, put this song, and then it would just scatter the whole. So, gradually, I had to just leave that sphere.
Yeah.
And then get tingled to June 7 movement.
Yeah, so you see, not everything is not every negative means like it's bad. It means that it's just not your vision, it's just not what you want
at that point.
So, what tips do you have for young teens who would have to collaborate with others? You know, when you're in school, sometimes collaboration is by force. You know, when they say group work, teamwork, work in the team, presentations, and all of that. But how should they go about it? Either is this forceful collaboration or the collaboration that is willingly.
Okay, for the all right, for the forceful collaboration, well, I would not call it forceful because everyone goes through that phase. So I would say there are key attributes to have. One is that you must be understanding.
You must be understanding.
It's a must.
Of everybody, right?
Yes. So that you must, because on a team where you were just put on that team and then it's not really from your own opinion, you understand? You must be understanding because it's a general work.
Yeah.
And then it will determine your grades. You must understand. And then two, you must tolerate your fellow people in the group. And then three, you must also have specific principles which
specific
you follow.
Specific principles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then respect all the principles too of people.
Respecting other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Opinions.
And then, very, 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 very correct. And then lastly, I think the most important is that you must be disciplined.
Discipline.
You see, one thing I've learned in such stress is that in collaboration, which is you said is forced, the people who you're working with, you'll be looking at to see your kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does this person like? Is person disciplined? Is it like such this? So when you show that, okay, you are someone that is this disciplined and how do I put it? You work towards the betterment of the group.
Yeah.
You get respect from nowhere. You see, respect is earned not just by force, but by you being disciplined to yourself.
Yeah, so in a team
where you work together, that should be the case. And then in another sphere where you're not forced to collaborate, just a personal giveaway, I would say there's just one thing involved for me.
What?
And that is helping others get aware that their opinions matter.
Yeah. Yes. So that people don't slack down.
Yeah, exactly. Whether it makes sense, it doesn't make sense, you can sharpen the edges. Actually.
Yeah, welcome
so,
all
so
opinions.
So that's just the major thing. The one you joined on your own, like you went there and then you were like, okay, let's do this together.
Hey, can you leg put
it's just one thing. Give others the free room to fall and roll and then take them up and shower them up and make it afresh for them.
Yeah. I think I would like to add creating boundaries.
Okay, yes.
Yes,
because
sometimes when you're working with people, you know, there are some people that like to work over the bar.
Mm.
You know, some people that would want to maybe wake you at, call you late, please help me do this. And, you know, it's not your kind of style. So I think you should just create the boundaries. Say, okay, so these are the boundaries that we would be working with. So while working on this project, this is acceptable, but afterwards, this is not acceptable and others and all of that. And I also think you should be open-minded, right?
Yeah, very.
Open-minded, very. Because you're working with different people, different types of people, right? Yeah, so, Favor,
right,
do you have any other tips or information that you'd like to share?
On collaborative learning.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I would say that builds into partnership, you know.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
So you always hear things like no man's an island on his own.
Yeah, exactly.
And all those things do matter. You see, every man who is doing well currently has a network.
Yes, it does.
And like it or not, he's network determines the kind of person he becomes. Right.
Your so, network is your exactly. network.
So in this learning, I would say beyond just learning, envision the future with your collaborative partnership, your team, because let it grow into something bigger. Understand?
Alright.
I for one person believe in continuity in bigger stores, but start small, then end very, very big.
Yes. Understand?
So as small as this may sound, just try and pattern your mind, okay, if I'm working with this team, okay, can we keep on doing this kind of things for the next 10 years, the bigger scale, next 20 years? Now, as you now grow now, and you get maybe employed, get into a company, into an organization, into a foundation, now you have more, I'll call it, what this stuff that this sea creature has. I forgot what it's called, but maybe I'll remind them, like tentacles.
Yeah, tentacles.
You know, when you grow, you have more of that. So that as you now have more tentacles now, as you go into the world with these same partners, they too have their tentacles too.
Yeah,
then
so
together,
this
vision now spreads.
Yeah.
And then it gets finances. So
exactly.
If you start small with this learning, just know that your mind should be set on a bigger sphere of partnership.
Yeah, always have that bigger dream, right?
That will grow into something big and then help you build life for your children. And
for your family,
and the rest, yeah.
Your friends, and I also feel like this collaboration, one of the advantages is that it helps to I've lost my line of thoughts right now.
it's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say that this collaboration. Okay, so I forgot my line of thought. I was about to say accountability partners. Yeah, collaboration helps you build accountability partners, people that will look out for you even at your lowest.
Mm.
So when you're trying, you're so lazy, you don't want to, or you don't even have hope again, those people would push you through, right?
Mm.
So so that's one of the advantages of collaborating with other people. So that's about it for today's session. We hope and we know that you have really learned a lot from our topic. So you can engage on our podcast by joining our community on Facebook. We have a Facebook community. You can search Teens Talk About Everything podcast and then join, you know, like and be a part of our community. And you can also ask us questions. If you have any questions from this episode and from other episodes, you can drop it on our social media handles, preferably on Instagram as a direct message. So our social media handles are as follows: Instagram at Foundational Network Africa, same for Facebook, and on Twitter we are at Foundational Net. All right, we're also on LinkedIn and other platforms, but Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are our main or major platforms. So Favor, would you like to say goodbye to our people?
All right, I've actually been a pleasure having me on the podcast.
Yes, it has been.
So, till next time, hopefully.
Yeah, there would be a next time.
Have an amazing weekend, guys.
Yeah, have an amazing weekend. Want to say thank you to Favor for accepting.
A pleasure.
On a very short notice, and I'm going to be saying goodbye to all of you. So it has been a pleasure being with you. Thank you for staying with me for this long. I am Doka Sepeyong, and I have been your host. I will see you or talk to you next time. Bye-bye.